In today's news headlines, this week's mini Super Tuesday primary races resulted in yet another big series of wins for former Vice President Joe Biden, who swept to victory in Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, and even Michigan. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who was hoping to carry Michigan, instead won in North Dakota and is so far tied in Washington with Mr. Biden as results are too close to call. Biden on Tuesday evening struck a sober tone during his victory speech, thanking Mr. Sanders.
I want to thank Bernie Sanders and his supporters for their tireless energy and their passion. We share a common goal, and together we'll defeat Donald Trump. We'll defeat him together.
Media commentators speculated that that Biden's speech was, quote, all aimed at convincing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders that the time had come to end his challenge. Meanwhile, Sanders, who is now trailing Biden by more than 100 delegates, gave a speech on Wednesday addressing the future of his historic campaign, indicating he would remain in the race and lamenting the fact that while voters backed his ideas, they chose Biden for reasons of electability.
I cannot tell you how many people our campaign has spoken to who have said, and I quote, I like what your campaign stands for. I agree with what your campaign stands for. But I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because I think Joe is the best candidate to defeat Donald Trump. End of quote. We have heard that statement all over this country. Needless to say, I strongly disagree with that assertion. But that is what millions of Democrats and independents today believe.
That's Bernie Sanders speaking on Wednesday at a press conference about continuing his campaign through to the debate. Exit polls from Michigan in particular suggest that those rural white voters who were won over by Sanders 4 years ago when Hillary Clinton was running chose Biden this time. Meanwhile, exit polls across the 20 states that have voted in the primary so far show Democratic voters overwhelmingly support a single-payer health care system, one that Biden has already confirmed earlier this week he would veto as president. High-ranking Democratic lawmaker James Clyburn, whose endorsement ahead of the South Carolina primary revived Biden's campaign, has called on Sanders to suspend his run, saying, quote, people will say things that you cannot overcome. Clyburn is suggesting that attacks on Biden now could hurt him in the general election. But Biden may be his own worst enemy. On Tuesday, he got into a heated argument with a pro-Trump auto worker from Michigan who challenged him on his position on guns. Mr. Biden immediately lost his temper and told the worker, you're full of crap, actually the S word that I can't say on the air. In other election news, former presidential candidate Andrew Yang endorsed Biden. In his statement of support, he confirmed Sanders' view that the choice of Biden is one around a perception of electability, saying, quote, the math says Joe is our prohibitive nominee. Meanwhile, 50 former employees of Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign have endorsed Sanders for president, even as Warren herself has steadfastly refused to take a stand. The mass endorsement was made in a letter that read, quote, we, the undersigned former employees and fellows of Warren for President, are ready to get back in the fight for a just and progressive future. We know that we need a bold, ambitious policy agenda for working families, marginalized communities, and our planet. Both Biden and Sanders have canceled election-related rallies over fears of the spread of the coronavirus. The next election debate, which will take place in Phoenix, Arizona, this Sunday, will have no live audience for the same reason. The World Health Organization on Wednesday has declared the outbreak of COVID-19 as a pandemic. As per the WHO's definition, a pandemic is the worldwide spread of a new disease. Italy, which is under a national quarantine, has now announced there are more than 10,000 infections and more than 600 deaths from the virus, making that country second only to China in the impact of the disease. German Chancellor Angela Merkel made a grim prediction that 60 to 70% of her nation's population could become infected with COVID-19. Here in the U.S., new data from Johns Hopkins University shows that there are 1,629 confirmed cases. But disturbingly, fewer than 7,000 Americans have actually been tested for the disease. The Trump administration has claimed that there would be 75,000 people tested days ago. Experts argued that delays in testing have set the U.S. back on tackling the coronavirus. The New York Times explained that a series of missed chances by the federal government to ensure more widespread testing came during the early days of the outbreak when containment would have been easier. Meanwhile, President Trump has focused on a proposed bailout of the fracking industry after oil and gas stocks tanked earlier this week. And he promoted his Mexico border wall project, even though the U.S. has far more cases of COVID-19 than Mexico. On Tuesday morning, federal government health officials, including from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, testified before the House Oversight and Reform Committee about the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told lawmakers, bottom line, it's going to get worse. Democratic lawmakers are planning to unveil their plans for how to tackle the virus ahead of a scheduled vote on Thursday before lawmakers take a week-long break. The Trump administration has issued a warning to hundreds of thousands of federal government workers to prepare for the possibility of working from home. The tech giant Google has already informed more than 100,000 of its workers in North America to telecommute to work. Across the nation, companies that did not previously allow workers to take paid sick leave are now doing so. Dozens of universities have suspended in-person classes in an effort to slow the spread of the disease. High schools are also considering canceling classes, although some experts say that that might not be necessary, given that, quote, there's little evidence that children are a major source of the spread. The large music festival at Coachella, California has been postponed, adding to the growing number of such events and gatherings that have been suspended in an effort to promote what's called social distancing. Harvey Weinstein has just been sentenced to 23 years in prison for his various convictions related to sexual assault and rape. The fallen Hollywood media mogul was confronted by two of his accusers in court on Wednesday during the sentencing hearing in Manhattan. Weinstein said he felt, quote, remorse for this situation. But he then went on to assert, quote, thousands of men are losing due process. I'm worried about this country. I'm totally confused. I think men are confused about these issues. His prison sentence is likely to face appeal, but still represents a major victory for the hashtag MeToo movement. And finally, in international news, Russian lawmakers on Wednesday approved vast changes to their nation's constitution that would allow President Vladimir Putin to serve past his term's end in 2024. Associated Press explained, quote, if Putin won and completed two more terms as president, it would make him the ruler of Russia for 36 years, longer than any other leader in its modern history. However, the legislation has not yet passed the Russian Constitutional Court and must be passed by voters next month in order to become law. And that does it for our news headlines today.